Schools have opened with limited numbers of exam classes. At Frank Johnson Primary School in Harare, traffic was relatively low, as expected. Itai Manda dropped off his son for school and to also check how safe his son would be during learning.
Yes, partly I'm happy. We got sanitized and we got here. And our kids also were sanitized. I'm happy, but I think we might need a bit of temperature check, which we did not see, and maybe to improve on social distancing.
Critics say if an urban school fails to do temperature tests, what can be expected in a rural school? Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Raymond Majongwe says government did not consult stakeholders.
Schools are reopening. We have not met government formally to discuss the nitty-gritties of reopening or opening of schools. The serious outstanding issues that have not been addressed, there is nothing that is going to happen going forward without engaging the workers.
Since the lockdown began, the government has shown a keen interest in following the education calendar. The last COVID-19 school closures followed spikes in cases after they had reopened. Some critics say the government did not consult stakeholders then either. Majongo says salaries and health safety have been added to the list.
We have serious issues that we have raised with our employer, and they are not coming forthright with those. We took a position as the collective bodies of the representatives, and that we have issues that must be addressed positively first.
Teachers want a return to the US dollar salaries they were receiving in 2018. The government has promised a roadmap to meet this demand in a way that does not trigger inflation. At the end of last year, timelines were agreed on, and the government has been dragging its feet to convene a meeting they had promised for January. Teachers believe security sector civil servants were quietly awarded cost of living allowances and they were left out. The Apex Council representing the civil servants at salary talks served the government with a notice that they will go on strike if their issues are not addressed. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.